All right, so yesterday we were discussing the possibility, or whether it was possible for a woman to be the owner of the paper or the get, and then be machne to the husband. So the Gemara left it at a question whether she can be machne to the husband, or do we say that she doesn't know how to do this? So Gemara brought one raya yesterday trying to prove it from the Zokain, who lent money to the whole city, and he was. Wrote the shtarot, and the people were chotim on them, even though he was the malveh, and really the loveh should write the shtar. So again, we said over there that he wrote them, and then he was makna them to the lovim. But the Gemara says, well, maybe that's not a raya, because Dilma zokin shiny the other eknuye. He was a zokin, so he knew how to properly be makna. He was right aware of the fact that he needed to be makna to them. So now the Gemara is going to bring additional rayot. So the first one is. Top of Chof Aleph and Alephim, Elo Amar Rova, Mehocha. Right, that we can learn this from over here. Arev, a guarantor, Hayotzei, Achar Chitum Shtarot, who signed onto a shtar after the Edim have signed. Gove Menechasim B'nei Chorim. That when you go to collect from the guarantor, you can only collect from his unencumbered property and not from his encumbered property. Why? Because since he is signed after the Chitum Edim, since he's after the signatures of the Edim, then Let Le Kola doesn't have a kol, because the way a shtar gets a kol is when the Edim sign on it. And since it lacks the signatures below the guarantor, there's no kol to give it his guaranteeing of the shtar. Therefore, you can only collect from unencumbered property and not from encumbered property. So now, Amar of I. So why does it work over here again? When who wrote this in, or who added this to the contract, right? So if you say that the Arev wrote into the contract, right, then that works, that he can guarantee the contract because he himself wrote it and he added himself into the shtar. But where's the shtar right now? The shtar is with the malveh. So it sounds like the Malveh added it in, and if the Malveh added it in, how does that make the Arev into a guarantor unless the Arev owns it? So the only way that the Arev can become a guarantor to the contract, to the shtar, is if the Malveh gives him the shtar, and then the Malveh writes it and then hands it back to him. So you see, again, this concept that even though the party who has the document now is not the one who needs to have it, nevertheless, we say that he's makneh to the other party, and then the other party does what he needs to do. So over here, the malveh has the shtar. He's makneh to the orev, so the orev can write in his guaranteeing of the property. So Amar Rav Ashi, my kusha, again, why is this a kusha? Why is this, what's the question here? Dilma gavra shani, the other leknuye. Again, here we're talking about a man, not a woman. And maybe the man over here understands how kinyanim work, or how to be makneh in this instance, and therefore, we don't worry about him in makneh. But again, by a woman it might be different, that maybe she does not know how to be laknuye. And again, we're afraid, not that in general women don't know how to do kinyanim, but in this instance where she's going to receive the document back, she's going to think she's doing it derech shela rather than derech kinyan. So now the Gemara gets its final Elama Rav Ashi, the final proof where we have for a woman. Mehocha, isha kotevet et gita. A woman can write her own get. Va'ish kotevet shovro. And then the man writes his receipt. She'ein kiyomaget ela b'chotmav. So the kiyomaget is only with its signatories. So here you see again, the woman can write the get, give it to the husband, makna the baal, and then he'll give it to her. In the same way, the man will write the receipt, right? Then he will give it to the woman, makna it to the woman, and then she'll have it signed and give it back to him. So here is a clear proof that a woman can write her own get, and be maknaet the gabe the bao. If she can be maknaet the gabe the bao, then we don't worry, again, this idea that we don't worry that she's lo yad laknuye, that she doesn't know how to be maknaet. So over here it's clear. She wrote the get that she's going to have to give it to her husband in order for the husband to give it back to her, and we don't worry about it at all. So again, in all these instances, of the case of the zake, in the case of the orei, in the case of the woman, even though in each case it's the wrong party that has the document, right? The malveh by the zake has the document. By the Arev, by the guarantor, the Malveh also has the document. And over here, the woman has her get. In each of these instances, we assume that they are makneh to the other party. The Malveh is makneh to the Lovim. The Zakim is makneh to the Lovim. So that they could give the document back to him and be mishabed to him. And in our case, the Arev also took the document from the Malv in order to be Meshabed himself to be guarantor. And in our case, last case is the Gita by the woman's get. She wrote the get, but she hands it to her husband and gives it over to Makna to her husband so that he can give the get back to her so that it'll be a valid get. All right, now next case. Amarova. Katav la get v'natno biyadavdo. He writes her a get, and then he gives the get over into the servant's hand, his own servant's hand. V'katav la shtar matana alav. And then he writes a document of gift to her of this evet. He gives this evet to her as a gift. Kanat ho umitkareshet bo. When she accepts the gift of the evet, not only does she receive the evet, but simultaneously she's also divorced. Because at the moment that she accepts the gift of the evet becomes her chatzer, becomes her property. And if there's a get, if the husband places a get into her property, it's a valid get. So simultaneous with her acquisition of the evet, becomes her chotzer, and that is receipt of the get on her behalf. So v'amai, the Gemara says, okay, fine. You know, right, that works, mitzad chotzer, but we know that a chotzer has certain definitions. It has to be a chotzer, a mishtameret, right, a chotzer that's, right, guarded, that's not open to the public, and it also cannot be a chotzer melechet, can't be a moving chotzer. And that's what we have over here. V'amai, chotzer melechet hi. We have a moving chotzer. V'chotzer mahalechet lo kona. And a chotzer that moves is not kone on your behalf. When the Chacham said that a chotzer, your chotzer, is kone on your behalf, that's only when it's a stationary chotzer. That's not true when it's a moving chotzer. What's a moving chotzer? Like an evet that could move around. So that's not kone. So how could over here she could simultaneously acquire the evet and also receive the get? He's not a valid chotzer to accept the get on her behalf. What are you going to say? That the evet is stationary right now? Well, that doesn't help. Why? Anyone who cannot be kone when they're moving, just because they're stationary of you now, does not make them into a good chotzer. I mean that if you are a moving chotzer, even though you're not moving at this moment, the mere fact that you can move invalidates you to be a chotzer. Gemara says, no problem. The case where the evet is tied up. And since the evet is tied up, he's no longer a movable chotzer, because you've removed his ability to move. And by doing that, he becomes a chotzer she'ena malechet. And once he does that, then when the woman acquires the evet, that becomes her chotzer to receive the get. Tosfos points out over here, when we say bekapot, it also means that he has to be biyoshan, that he has to be sleeping as well. Not only is it to be tied up, but he also has to be sleeping. V'amar Rava. So Rava has an additional case. Katav la get v'natno b'chatzero. So in this case, he writes her a get, and he places it into his chatzer, a chatzer that he owns. V'katav la shtar matana alav. And then he writes her a gift of this chatzer. Kanat o. She acquires the chatzer. U'mitgareshet bo. And she is divorced simultaneously. As she acquires the chotzer, the moment that she acquires the chotzer, she's also nitgareshet. So this is the same case, right? Exactly like an evet, but here we're doing it with the chotzer. So Gemara says, v'tricha, we need both of these cases from Rava, both the case of the chotzer and the case of the evet. Di yashminin evet. All right, so that's v'tricha. We need both of these cases. Di yashminin evet. If you just told me about Eved, Havamina Dafka Eved, only by an Eved is this true. By a Chotzer it's not true. But why should that be? A Chotzer is even better than an Eved. That's because Ligzor Mishum Chatzera Abala Achar Mikan. Because we're worried about a Chotzer that becomes into her possession afterwards. Meaning that, for instance, a husband places a get into the Chotzer of a friend, and then she goes ahead and acquires or buys the chatzer of a friend, right? That this friend sells the chatzer to her. So that, she's not mitgareshet. Because when the baal put the get, or gave the get into this chatzer, it wasn't her chatzer. And then when she acquires the chatzer afterwards, right, it's not coming from the husband. Since it's not coming from the husband, right, then you don't have the chatzer and the get coming simultaneously. So therefore, we were thought, maybe in this case, by chotzer will be gozer other instances where the chatzer would be a problem. Where is a chatzer a problem? Where she acquires the chatzer from a third party, not from the husband. The husband places the get into a chatzer of a third party, then she acquires that chatzer. We don't say that works. So that would be the gzera. Kamash Malan, the case of chatzer, the teacher said we don't worry about that, and it works in this case. Now the Gemara says, V'iyashminan chatzer, if you just told me about chatzer, avimina davka chatzer. I would think only a chatzer, but eved, ligzer kapot, atu sheno kapot. Right? I would be go there when he's tied up, and out to a case when he's not tied up. Kamash Malan, that we don't worry about that. As long as he's tied up, then it works, and we don't worry about an instance where he's not tied up. So that's a chiddush. Each one of them is a chiddush. It's a chiddush by Eved that when he's tied up, it works, even though you could worry about a case where he's not tied up. And by chotzer, it works, even though there's a possibility you could have been goes there. Mishum, the fact that it's chotzer abale achamikan, if she acquires the chotzer from a third party, nevertheless, we're not goes there in that case. So, Amar Abaye, michte, chotzer meheche itrabe. Where do we know chotzer from? So, miyada, right? Chotzer works like yada, like an extension of her hand. So now the Gemara says, Maya da Rabbi says, Maya da di'ita ben midato ben bal korcha. Just like when you have her hand, her can work, right? Whether it's midat, whether it's against her will, meaning if a husband gives a get to his wife, whether it's she willingly accepts it, or he gives it to her unwillingly, it works. So av chatzera. So chatzera should work the same way. Di'ita ben midata uben bal korcha. Chatzer should function the same way. Since it's a derivative of yada, chatzer should function the same way. So the husband puts the get into chatzer, whether it's with her knowledge or whether it's against her will, it should work. But now the problem is, v'ha matano, right, this case over here, it's a matano, it's a gift. Midato ita bal korcha leta. Then it only works when she's a willing acceptor, a willing participant, but not against her will. Because how's the get functioning over here? The get's functioning by the fact that the husband placed the get into the chatzer, and then he gifts the chatzer to her. So if she accepts the gift, then simultaneously with the acceptance of the gift, she also receives the get, bal korcha. On the other hand, if she does not willing to accept the gift, you can't force a gift onto somebody. So if she says she's not willing to accept the gift, the chatzer, then not only does she not receive the chatzer, she also is not divorced. Okay, so that's how they work differently. The chatzer works even against her will, but the gift can only be given to her willingly. So now, Matrif La Rav Simi Ba'ashi, so Rav is asked a question, V'hashlichus l'kabbalah. If she appoints a shliach to accept again on her behalf, dimidato ito bal korcha leto. Right, that you can only do that midato. I mean, you can only appoint a shliach willingly, right, or knowledge. She has to have knowledge of the shliach and appoint the shliach. But against her will, you can't force her to appoint a shliach or a shliach to accept the get on her behalf. Right, v'kahavi, nevertheless, shlichus l'kabbalah. Right, and nevertheless, the husband can appoint a shliach and send it to her against her will. So the Gemara, the challenge here is to the fact that despite the fact that, right, shlichus can only be established midata, nevertheless, in our instance of get, we still see that she receives the get against her will through a shliach. So now, why can't we say the same thing by matana? Let's say the same thing by a gift over here. Despite the fact that generally she can't accept a gift against her will, but maybe in this instance she would have to accept it against her will. So Gemara says, "Vabai atu shlichus miyoda itrabe." What type of comparison is this? Shlichus is not learned out of yada, right? So if shlichus is not learned out of yada, then you can't compare shlichus to our case of matan or chutz over here. Where do we learn out shlichus? Mi vishalach vishalcha itrabe. So the fact we learn it out from Shilcha over there in the pasuk, it says Vishilcha with a mapik hey. Here the Gemara reads it Vishilach, and then Vishilcha means that without a mapik hey, that he and her can send it. So that Shlichus is included from a riboy of the pasuk. It's not really an extension of Yada, and therefore Shlichus can function differently then yada. And some people say shlichus lekabbalah nami ashkachan bal korcha, right? That shlichus, right, for acceptance, we also see bal korcha. Shkein av mekabel get lebito ktana bal korcha, that a father can accept a get on behalf of her his daughter against her will. No, that's part of the statement, right? That matana only works, right, according, since a gift only works by das and not bal korcha, therefore the husband can't force her to accept the chatzer over here. I mean, only something that works, midata and bal korcha, can the husband impose on her. So we have a case, you know, meaning that we have a case by chatzer and yada, since she gets them whether willingly or unwillingly, therefore the husband can impose it on her. Matana, since she only accepts it willingly and not, right, unwillingly, the husband cannot, right, force that upon her. And therefore, in this case, if she accepts the gift, it works. If she doesn't accept the gift, it does not work the get. The Gemara says, well, is your whole principle right? We have shlichus over here. Let's look at shlichus. Shlichus, she can only create shlichus midata. Knowledge, right, she can only create shlichus willingly and not unwillingly. Yet, the husband can force her to accept a get derech shliach. So your whole premise is undermined over here. Your whole premise that, you know, if she does it only knowledgeably or only willingly, then the husband can't force it on her. Over here, she can only create a shliach willingly, and yet the husband can force a shliach lo'olacha. He can force it to accept it from a shliach. So why is that? So, look in Rashi, v'hashlichut. The amra yefshi lekabel matana mimenu. I'm sorry, I'm reading the line. Isha osa shliach lekabela midata, aval baal korcha inasa shlucha, shetitkaresh bekabelato. Aval abal osa shliach leholacha, venotein laal korcha. Right. I don't know. Right. That's the way Rashi's reading it. All right. So, I don't know how to read it. I saw that also. It was bothering me when I read the Gemara, but that's, Rashi reads it as, it's switching from Kabbalah to Halacha, the way Rashi's reading it. All right. And then the Gemara's answer is that Shlichus is different. Shlichus can be different either one, because Shlichus is learned out of a totally different category. It has a Gzeres HaKotuv that Shlichus works, and therefore you can't compare it to Yada. It's not a derivative of Yada, so it won't function under the same rules as Yada. That's one possibility. The other possibility, the Ibai Yisim in the Gemara, is that Shlichus works even Baal Korcha, and that's in an instance where the father accepts the get on behalf of his daughter. And since Shlichus works Baal Korcha, therefore the husband can appoint a Shliach to give it to her Baal Korcha, and that would keep the same parallel structure that we had by Yada, because you have the same thing by Shlichus. Just like the get can be accepted on her behalf against her will, therefore the husband can send her the get for Shliach against her will. Or the difficulty in Rashi's Peshad is that the Gemara says V'kavi Shliach leKabbalah, and Rashi is interpreting that to be Shliach leHolacha, that the Baal is appointed the Shliach to be Molichit and not a Shliach leKabbalah, and that's the difficulty with Rashi's Peshad in the Gemara. Alright, so now, continuing, the Gemara is going to work on the rest of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you can write the get on a aleshel zait, on a leaf of a olive tree. So the Gemara says, Bishlam ayad de eved. When you're talking about the arm of the eved, lo efshar le miktziah. Alright, you can't cut the arm of the eved off. So since you can't cut off the arm of the eved, obviously you have to give her the whole eved. So it's an interesting Rashi, just at the top here, the top of the Amud, Rashi says, lo efshar le miktziah. So Rashi wants to know, how do you know that you can't cut off the arm of an Eved? So Rashi gives two reasons. Rashi's struggling with what's the restriction of cutting off the arm of the Eved. So one, he says, the Shayach B'mitzvot. Since an Eved is Shayach B'mitzvot, therefore it would be right improper or inappropriate to cut off his arm. V'en Rashi L'chavel Bo, so therefore you can't be M'chavel, you can't hurt him, you can't damage him. V'im Chavel Bo, and the other alternative Rashi says that if a master is Chovel in his Eved, Yotze the Cherut v'Roshi Abarim. right? If it's one of the Roshei Varim, if he damages the Eved goes out free. So based on that, he says, Alma, Enor Shai, Chavelbo. From that, you could see that he's not permitted to damage him. By the fact that the Torah lets him go free, if you do damage him, shows that you're not supposed to damage him or hurt him. So Rashi's looking for a source for the fact that you're not allowed to hurt an Eved, or you're not allowed to cut the Eved. So I give two possibilities, either because he's Shaykh and Mitzvos, or by the fact that he goes free, if you hurt him or damage him, that shows you that you're not supposed to do that. All right, so based on that, the Mishnah, we can understand why in the Mishnah it says, give the whole Eved, if you write the get on the arm of the Eved. Al-Karen shel para, if you write on the horn, right, of a para, let's say, v'litvila, cut off the horn and give it to her. So Gemara says, well, they can't do that because that's a deficit in the pasuk. Why? Amakra, v'kotav, v'natan la. You write the get and you give it to her. Mishenu m'chusar elektiva v'netina. Only someone who, what, is lacking writing and giving is a kosher get. Yaseh zeh, in our instance, that would not be a good get. Shemechusar k'tiva, k'tita unetina. There's an additional action or verb that must be placed in there, and that is you have to write it, cut it, and then give it. So that k'tita was a problem, meaning that only a get is kosher when you write it, you can give it directly to her. If you have to take some other action in between the writing and the giving it to her, that will make the get puzzle. Now, Rabbi Yossi Aglili in our Mishnah, the next part of the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Aglili in our Mishnah says you're not allowed to write a get on a Baal Chaim and on Ochlim, right? That you can't write a lo al davar sheish baruch chayim below al Ochlim. So Gemara wants to know, my time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's the reason for Rabbi Yossi Aglili? The Tanya, we have a Braisa. Now, this is going to, Braisa is going to explain the position of Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chachamim. And the Tanakamu argues on Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Sefer. Ein li ela sefer. Right, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, what? Sefer implies klaf. So it sounds like you can only write a get on klaf. Minayin the rabot kol davar. How do I know you can write a get on anything? Tamalover v'katov lo. Mikol makom. So write with anything or on anything. Imkein ma tamalover sefer. So then if you can write on anything, why did the Torah, you know, define or narrow the category down to a sefer? Ma sefer davar shein bo ruach chayim v'eino ochel. Just like a klaf is not alive, and it's not an ochel, of kol davar shein bo ruach chayim v'eino ochel. That's the only things that are qualified to be a kosher get. So the word says, Rabbanan ikitiv basefer, had it written v'katov la basefer, in a sefer, kedamart. I would agree with you, our limud. But hashra dichtiv sefer, it's not talking about a sefer, meaning sefer of klaf, but rather the sfirat varim hodata. Comes to teach you that you must lay out, right, the Sefer Kritut. Meaning that Sefer Kritut means you must write out that you are divorcing her, that you are koreit from her. That's what the Sefer is over here. Now, V'rabbanan v'hai v'kotov ma'avdile. What do the Rabbanan do with the Kotov law here? Mibayelu b'ktiva mitgareshet v'ena mitgareshet b'kesef. That a woman can be divorced through writing, through eshtar, but not through money. Why? That we have a hekesh between divorce and marriage. So just like kiddushin can be accomplished by kesef, so too divorce should be, right, be able to accomplish the koren kesef. So kamash malon, no, the katav law, that only ktiva works by gerishin and not kesef. Ma vaya b'kesef, atitzianami b'kesef. Just like kiddushin works by kesef, so too gerishin should work by kesef. Kamash malon, that's not the case. Ve'idach, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili, where does he know that from? That you can't use kesef? Nafkalem is sefer kritut. Because it says that it's a sefer kritut, sefer korta, ve'in davar acher korta. Sefer kritut means that what divorces her, what separates her, the sefer, not anything else. Ve'idach, and the Rabbanon, what do they do with this sefer kritut? Mibayle, didvar hakoreit beino leveina. It has to be something that totally severs their relationship in order for it to be a get. If she gives her a get on the condition she won't drink wine, or on the condition she won't go back to her parents' house, that is not a get, because she is always tied to him. Because of the tanai, because of the condition, she will never be freed from him, because she will always have to keep his condition. If it's up to 30 days, then that is a good get. Why? Because then he's limited how long she can't drink wine or how long she can't go to her father. So there is a point in time where she'll become free of him. and therefore there is a krisus, there is a defined moment of severing, and therefore it'll be a good get. So now, v'idach, Rabbi Yosef Glidi, where does he learn that principle out, that you must be koreit the gamreib, sever the relationship entirely? Mikareit kritut, because it could have said sefer karet. In fact, it says sefer kritut. From that, we can learn two things, both sefer kritut and kritut. V'idach, and the chamim karet kritut lo darshe. They don't learn that. They don't think that's mashma for a drasha. So again, the machlokes between Riosi Aglili and the chamim is that Riosi Aglili believes that you must write it on something that is like klaf, that it's not ochel and not ruach chaim. And because of that, right, he must learn out these other limudim from Sefer Kritut, right, and from Sefer Kritut and Karet Kritut. And the Chamim say no, that you can write a get on anything. Ruach Chaim, Ochel, you can write a get on anything. And because of law comes to teach you that only Derech Tiva is there a get. Kritut, Sefer Kritut comes to tell you what? That it has to be Davar Karet, a total severing to be a divorce. And the Sefer just comes to you with the Sfirat Devarim, that in the get it must tell you what happens, like the Krita, the Koreit, the severing that is taking place over here. All right, now the new Mishnah. Ein kotvim b'mechubar lekarka. You're not allowed to write a get on something that's attached to the ground. Kotvo b'mechubar, if you did write it on something that's attached to the ground, talsho, then you severed it, detached it, v'chatmo, and signed it, v'natan ola, and gave it to her, kosher. Gemara asks, what does this mean? Rehuda posel. Rehuda says, that's posel. Achek tivato v'chatimato betalush. That both the writing and the signing must be done when it's already detached. Rehuda ben Teir omer, ain't kotvim lo al niyara machuk v'lo al diftira mipnei shu yachol izdaif. Can't write on paper that's already been erased. Or diftira, which the Gemara will discuss what the problem with diftira is. Mipnei shu yachol izdaif. Because in both these instances, they can be forged or the document can be changed. Since they were erased already, or because an erasure is not obvious on these documents, then a person can change what was found in the document and no one would be able to know that it was erased or changed. The Chamim Achshirim, and the Chamim say that in all these instances, it's kosher. So now the Gemara asks about the Mishnah. Katva ala mechubar, right? It says here that if you wrote it on the mechubar, v'ha amart resha, the first line in the Mishnah is, ein kotvin. You're not allowed to write on mechubar karka. So how can we have the next line in the Mishnah say, kadvo b'mechubar? I mean, if you just said you can't do it, then how are you doing it? So I'm Rav Yudam HaShmuel, v'hu shishier makoma torif. So it only works if he wrote the mechubar karka, but he left out the makoma torif. He left out the important information. That's what Rashi says. What? Torif giluyav shel shtar. Right? The revelations of the star, the important parts of the star, makoma ish, vaisha, vazman, the place of the man, the woman, the timing, the date. So he left out the ikar part of the star, and that you only wrote after it was detached. V'chamar b'lazer am Rav Oshia, v'hu shishir makoma torif. Again, the same answer. V'chein am Rabba b'chan am Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu shishir makoma torif. So if you leave out the essentials of the get, and you only write those once it's detached, then that's fine, because then the major part of the get is only done after it has been detached. V'Rabbi Elazar hi, and this is according to Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Eide Misira Karte, who says that the Eide Misira are the ones that make the get. Right? Why? Because the word Vekot of Law in the Pasuk, Kot of Law means it must be done Lishma. So the Kot of Law that in the Pasuk that must be done Lishma, what is that referring to? So according to Rabbi Elazar, who says what? That Eide Mesira Karte, that the Eide Mesira are the ones that make the get, then the cut of law that it must be done Lishma, and the cut of law that it must be done detached, is referring to the actual Ktivat HaGet, the actual contents of the get. So the contents of the get must be written Lishma, and the contents of the get must be written Betalush, in a detached manner. That's Rabbi Elazar. On the other hand, Rabbi Meir believes the cut of law is not referring to the content of the get, but rather to the chatimas aget. Because Rabbi Meir believes that a get is done abayidei chotmav. That a get is validated or made into a kosher get by the signatories on the get. So the cut of in the pasuk refers to the signatories. So the signatures must be done lishma, and the signatures must be done when it is tolush. But the contents of the get, they can be written when it is mechubar. So that's what Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, that you must leave out the makoma torif, and this Mishnah must be according to Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar is the one who requires that the contents of the get be read in written bitalush. And the fact that we're making you wait to write the Toref until after it's detached shows you that we're worried about the contents of the get, and those contents of the get must be written when it's detached, and that's according to Rabbi Elazar. V'hachi kamar, and this is what it means. This is how you read the Mishnah. Ein kotvim tofes, don't write even the non-essential parts of the get, shema yichtov Toref. Right, so because maybe you'll come to write the essential items of the get, even b'mechubar. Katvo l'tofes, but if you did, b'di'evit, you wrote the tofes, right, you wrote the non-essential parts, v'tal show, and then you detached it, katvo l'toref, and then you wrote the essential items once it was detached, v'natnu l'kosher, and then you gave it to her, that is a kosher get, because you wrote the essential parts when it was already talush. Okay, v'resh lakish amar, Rishlakish says, Chatmo Shaninu. When it says the cut of law in the pasuk, that cut of law is referring to the signatories, to the signatures on the get, not to the contents of the get. V'Rabbi Meir he, and it's Rabbi Meir is the author of Mishnah Damar Eide Chatima Karte. This is the Rabbi Meir, right? That the signatures or this—that's what makes the get are the people who sign on the get. V'Hachi Kamar, and this is how you read the Mishnah now. Ein Kotvim Toref. You can't write the essential get v'Mechubar. Because maybe they'll come to sign it while it's still attached. If you wrote the essential part of the get while it was still attached, talsho, and then you detached it, chatmo, and then they signed it when it was detached, but not the law kosher, and they gave it to its kosher, because the mayor only requires the signatures to be written, right, betalush, and therefore, right, v'natnu, once he does, once even if he wrote the essential part of the get while it was mechubar, that's an psul and get, that's only a gzeira shema. So either you can learn the Gemara according to, so that's it, two ways to learn the Mishnah. Either according to Rabbi Elazar or according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Elazar says, Eidei Mesira Karte, then the cut of law refers to the contents of the get. If that's the case, then the requirement that the get be written Lishma, and the fact that the get be written Bitalush, refers to the actual contents of the get, according to Rabbi Elazar. And that's what the Mishnah means. Don't write the unessential items in the get b'mechubar, because you might come to write the essential items b'mechubar. If you wrote the unessential items and then separated it and wrote the essential items once it was detached, fine. Rabbi Meir says, on the other hand, no. Rabbi Meir, if it was Rabbi Meir, the way Rabbi Meir reads the Mishnah is that the katov is referring to the signatures on the get. So the only requirement of lishma and the requirement of talush refer to the signatories on the get. The contents of the get, they can be written b'mechubar. That's what the Mishnah says. Don't write the essential parts of the get b'mechubar, because you might come to sign the get b'mechubar. But if you did write the contents b'mechubar, and then you separated it and signed it when it was talush, in Ochanami, that it would be kosher. Right, so last case here. Katvo al cheres. He wrote it on a pot, a clay pot, shel atzitz nakuv, that was had a hole in it. It's a clay pot that had a hole in it, which makes it unique from the ground, kasher. So this happens to be, if you remember, there's a tos machlokas Rashi and Tosos and Dav Zayin Amud Bet. Over there, the Gemara brought a case of a boat, and then a case of Otzitz Nokuv. So Rashi says over there that the boat was a boat of Kli Cheres, a Cheres boat, and the pot is a wooden pot that you put a hole in it. Tosos over there disagrees and says, no, the boat is made out of wood, and the pot is made out of Cheres, and you have to put the hole in the pot of Cheres in order for it to be considered yonek, or attached to the ground. And one of the rayas of Tosus is from this Gemara right here. Because it says here, katvo cheres shel atzitz nakuv. If you write it on a cheres, you write it on a pot, right, a plant pot, that has a hole in it. So it's considered like mechubar the karka, right, kasher. Why? The shokil lei vihav lei nala. Because he can pick up the whole pot and give it to her. Al alesh shel atzitz nakuv. What happens if you write it on a leaf that's in a pot that is what? That has a hole in it. So Abaye Amar Kosher, Abaye says that's a fine get. Rav Amar Posel. Abaye Amar Kosher, the Shakil Levayevle, the Allah. Because what he can do is he can't pick, if he picks the leaf, that'll be a Posel get. Why? Because if he picks the leaf, right, then he was lacking in Ktsitsa, right? And Ktsitsa is a verb that can't be in there. It has to be Bekata Venotan. So he can't do. But what can he do? He can give the entire plant to her. When he gives the entire plant to her in the pot, then she also gets the leaf, so it'll be fine. Rav Amar, Posel, Gzeira, Shemi Yiktom. But the Gzeira is that she might be... True, you're right. If she gave the pot, it would work. But you make a zera that he might not give her the pot. He might go pick the leaf off and give it to her. Because of that possibility, if he picks the leaf and gives it to her, and that would be a pasul get, we don't let him write it on the leaf and then give her the entire pot. Okay, we'll stop over there.